Andy, there are many versions of the Bible, but there's a new one available that serves a special purpose. Anyone can read this Bible, but it really helps people with dyslexia, which seems to be a particular blessing. Tell us what this Bible is.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is called the Grace Bible, and it is available in both the kids and adult versions. It uses the Christian Standard Bible translation, but what makes it unique is the design. And so it was created specifically to help readers with dyslexia and other reading challenges to help them sort of engage scripture more comfortably and confidently. And so it's not changing the words of the Bible, it's changing the reading experience. So the font, the spacing, the layout, the visual design were all developed to reduce reading fatigue and increase readability. And so it's really about removing barriers so more people can access God's word.
So, kind of in a nutshell, what is dyslexia?
Dyslexia, I'm no expert, but working with the expert, dyslexia is a learning difference that primarily affects reading. And so it can make it harder to recognize words quickly or decode letters and sounds or just read fluently. It has nothing to do with intelligence. Many highly gifted and successful people are dyslexic. Often, someone with dyslexia simply processes written language differently. And so reading can require more effort than it does for others.
Is it fairly common?
It's actually very common. And so estimates often suggest around 20% of the population experiences some form of dyslexia or what they would call like a language-based reading difficulty. So in almost every classroom, in every church, every workplace, there are people who would benefit from tools like this.
So looking a little deeper here, you mentioned just a moment ago about the font and so forth. Tell us about this special font and what is it that makes it special?
Yeah, so the typeface was developed in partnership with 2K Denmark, who is a typesetting agency, and it was tested with researchers connected to Cambridge University. It's called the Grace typeface. And so that's kind of where it starts. Now, what makes it special is that the letters are designed to be more visually distinct. So commonly confused letters are easier to tell apart. Also, like the bottoms of the letters are weighted a bit more heavily to help them feel more anchored on the line. And so in other words, they don't bounce around, which is a pretty common thing for people with dyslexia. So there's also other layout and design principles that went along with this research, extra spacing between the letters, the words, the lines, and the paragraphs. All of that may sound really subtle, but for many readers, these small adjustments make an enormous difference in both reading stamina and comprehension.
And in the sample Bible I was given, I noticed some colored overlays, and I kind of experimented, you know, and some made it easier for me to read. I have an eye difficulty, a vision difficulty myself. So the colored overlays, I'd never heard of that before. Is this something new? Has it been around a while?
Yeah, it has. And so all of our editions include these specially colored overlays that can be placed over the page. And so for certain readers, this can also be an additional tool to help reduce visual stress, glare, or, you know, just the overall sensation that the text is moving. It's important to say that not everybody with dyslexia benefits the same way. But for some readers, these colored overlays can be extremely helpful. And so it's another example of just making this Bible more accessible in practical ways.
So kind of looking at the genesis of this new Bible, how did it begin? How did the idea come about?
Yeah, I think the heart behind it was pretty simple. I mean, there were people that recognized that many children and adults, they love scripture, but they struggle with the mechanics of reading. And so instead of expecting readers to just kind of, you know, push through, you know, you had some people who were experts in typography working alongside researchers and publishers to say, hey, look, what if we designed a Bible with this particular audience in mind from the beginning? And so that just led to collaboration between Bible publishers, designers, academic researchers to create something thoughtful, something that was tested, and then something that would be ultimately useful.
So in theory, could this special font appear in other publications in the future?
I think so. And so we currently have it in both a kids edition for the Grace Bible for kids, also an adult version as well. And so there could be some other resources, both with books that eventually kind of make their way that uses this particular typeface.
So, what kind of reaction feedback are you getting from people who have been sampling reading this Bible?
Yeah, I mean, so the response has been very encouraging. So lots of families and pastors and just overall readers have said it's really refreshing to see accessibility taken seriously. But we have heard directly from lots of parents who are just acknowledging the fact that their child is reading scripture with a lot less frustration. They're actually enjoying, having their quiet time, sort of kind of picking up their Bible, taking it to church or school with them. And so they're just, yeah, they're really they feel more confident sort of in the and their ability to sort of approach scripture, and they're just enjoying it more, just in a personal level of their personal Bible reading.
How can people find out more about this or acquire one?
I would say the easiest place is just to go to lifeway.com, where people can see sort of the different available editions and learn more about the features. There's lots more that we didn't cover here, but you can definitely check those out. Now, lots of Christian bookstores and online retailers also carry these, and so you can go there. And I would just encourage everybody, though, especially pastors and parents and grandparents, to take a look, because I guarantee you that there's probably someone in your family or your congregation who has been waiting, for something exactly like this.
All right. Andy, I really appreciate your sharing your heart and this information with us. And we will be getting the word out as well. And hopefully we can create more awareness of this. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I hope that was helpful, Richard. Thank you so much for your interest in this.